प्रमत्तम्
उच्चैः इति कृत्या
चिन्तया
प्रवृद्धा लोभम् विषयेषु
लालसं त्वम् अप्रमत्तः सहसा
अभिपद्यसे
श्रुत्
लेहानिव
अखुम्
अन्तकः प्रमत्तमुच्चैरिति कृत्य चिन्तया
प्रवृद्धलोभं
विषयेषु लालसं
त्वम्
अप्रमत्तः सहसामभिपद्यसे कुमन्तकः प्रमत्तमुच्चैरिति कृत्य चिन्तया प्रवृद्धलोभं विषयेषु लालसं
त्वं
प्रमत्ता सहसाधिपद्यसे प्रमत्तमुच्चैरिति कृत्य
चिन्तया
प्रवृद्धलोभं विषयेषु लालसं त्वमप्रमत्तः सहसाधिपद्यसे
प्रवृद्धलोभं
विषयेषु लालसं त्वम् अप्रमत्तः सहसाधिपद्यसे
शुल्लेलिहानो
अहिरिवाकुम् अन्तकः
प्रमत्तमुच्चैरिति कृत्य चिन्तया प्रवृद्धलोभं विषयेषु लालसं त्वमप्रमत्तः सहसा विपद्यसे प्रमत्तमुच्चैरिति कृत्य चिन्तया प्रवृद्धलोभं विषयेषु लालसं त्वम् अप्रमत्तः सहसा विपद्यसे शुल्लिलिहाने ऐरिवाकुम्
विषयेषु इन् मटीरियल् एन्जॉयमेंट लालसं
सो डिजायरिंग
योर लॉर्डशिप
Yodharship.
Apramatta.
Apramatta.
Completely in transcendence.
Completely in transcendence.
Sahasa.
Sahasa.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Abhipadyase.
Abhipadyase.
Seize his hand.
Seize his hand.
Kshut.
Kshut.
Hungry.
Hungry.
Lelihana.
Lelihana.
By the greedy tongue.
By the greedy tongue.
Ahiha.
Ahiha.
Snake.
Snake.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Akum.
Akum.
Mouse.
Mouse.
Antakaha.
Antakaha.
Destroyer.
Destroyer.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, all living entities within this material world are made after planning for things, and they are always busy with a desire to do this or that. This is due to uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing in the living entity, but your Lordship is always alert, and in due course of time you strike him just as a snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallows him. Everyone is greedy, and everyone makes plans for material enjoyment. In his lust for material enjoyment, the living entity is described as a madman. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 27th verse, Prakritiya kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahamkaram vimodhatma kartaram iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature think himself to be the doer of activities which are in actually carried out by nature. Everything is enacted by the laws of nature, and these laws are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The atheist or unintelligent men do not know this. They are busy making their own plans, and big nations are busy expanding their empires. And yet we know that in due course of time many empires have come into existence and been destroyed. Many aristocratic families were created by people in their extreme madness, but we can see that in the course of time those families and empires have all been destroyed. But still the foolish atheists do not accept the supreme authority of the Lord. Such foolish people unnecessarily concoct their own duties without referring to the supreme authority of the Lord. The so-called political leaders are busy making plans to advance in material prosperity of their nation, but factually these political leaders only want to an exalted position for themselves. Due to their greed for material position, they falsely present themselves as the leaders before the people and collect their votes, although they are completely under the grip of the laws of material nature. These are some of the faults of modern civilization. Without taking to God consciousness and accepting the authority of the Lord, the living entity becomes simultaneously confused and frustrated in their plan-making attempts. Due to their unauthorized plans for economic development, the price of commodities is rising daily all over the world, so much so that it has become difficult for poor classes, and they are suffering the consequences. And due to the lack of Krishna consciousness, people are being fooled by so-called leaders and plan makers. Consequently, the suffering of people are increasing. According to the laws of nature, which are backed by the Lord, nothing can be permanent within the material world. Therefore, everyone should be allowed to take shelter of the Absolute in order to be saved. In this regard, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 29th verse, Bhaktaram yajna tapasam sarvalokam maheshwaram suritam sarvabhutanam gyatvam mam shantim ricchati. The sages know me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all the planet and the demigods, and the benefactor of the well-wisher of all the living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. If one wants to be peaceful in mind and tranquility in society, he must accept the fact that the real enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is the proprietor of everything all over the universe, and he is the supreme friend of all living entities as well. By understanding this, people can become happy and peaceful individually and collectively. Om Jnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupada Mahyam Dadati Svapadadigam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Kapadakamam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Gantam Sarivam Sadhavetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsya He Krishna Parama Sindhu Dina Vandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishmanuste Devi Pranamami Haritye Vancha Kalpa Tadvashya Kripa Sindhu Jayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pranatta Machai Kritak Chintaya Prabhuddha Lopam Vishaye Sulalasam Vama Pramatta Sarasapitam Nise Shulle Lihano Hari Riva Kumantara. My dear Lord, all living entities within this material world are met after planning for things, and they are always busy with a desire to do this or that. This is due to the uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing in the living entities. But your lordship is always alert, and in due course of time you strike him just like a snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallows him. So, again, Lord Shiva is further describing the Lord's nature as Kala. Yesterday we and so that Kala of the time is the regulatrix tendency, and Lord's internal tendency manifested as Ramadevi. Niyati sa Ramadevi means Niyati means Niyantrana, or controlling aspect of everything that is manifested in the material world goes under the stringent laws of Lord's supremacy, supervision, etc. No, nothing can bypass. So, there is a regulatrix potency also, but Lord's independent desire is also there. So, for example, anything can be finished within no time. And sometimes, we see that even by unexpected circumstances, the Lord finishes the duration of life. And accidents are one of that we cannot explain. So, by the external energy, the Lord is controlling in a very regular way. But with his own desire, which is of a personalized desire, the Lord wants to pick up a devotee and put him through any such unexpected circumstances just to get him back. When a devotee leaves the body in accidental situation, devotees out of greed of such association of a pure devotee. Always say, why this way, why that way, why not this way? They can't reconcile. If it is a regulated way, then we can understand, yes, he's an old man, now he must depart. But Prabhupada gives a beautiful explanation there. That the Lord reserves the right because of his total independence, his swaraj, and he intervenes. So, when a devotee passes, who has rendered devotional service is a devotee. And Lord does not forget that devotional service. And rest assured that seemingly if his time is up by no reason of regulated way, yet devotee is always under care of a personal care of Lord Krishna. If he executes a personal desire, means he has a personal fondness, likeness, and loving attitude to call him back, to stop him suffering otherwise. I mean, these kind of independent desires are there. So it is, in any case, the Lord is the Supreme Master. He chooses whom to take away, whom not. Right? But generally speaking, whatever is materially manifested has to be regulated. Maya dakshena prakriti suriti sacharacharam hetunanena kaunthe jagat vi parivartate. Parivartan is a regular event. Parivartan means transformation. This constantly changing. Isn't it creation, sustenance and destruction itself is a transforming event from one manifestation to again non-existence. So people are bewildered. Even if they contemplate on their knowledge aspect that, first there was unmanifested thing, now there is little time of manifestation. And again, there will be unmanifestation. Does this imply to the supremacy of the Lord? That, he has taken an avatar, so therefore he was unmanifested, therefore he must be impersonal. No. The Lord personally takes care. And because he has mechanism to be personally aware, remain aware, knowledgeable of each and every happenings in each and every mind. Every living entity is sarvasya chaham rada sannivishto. He is situated in the heart of the living entity. And he knows what's going on in his mind. He's aware through his agencies like Paramatma, you know. As for example, we see, if you want to deliver the message, there is a post office, a local post office, maybe a collecting agency, but then they give it to the higher, central office of a particular locality. And then they transfer it to a very centralized office, so that can be evenly distributed wherever it is. So the Lord himself, he is the supreme person in his own abode, who doesn't step a foot outside, yet he expands himself into different, subsequent expansions. He expands unlimitedly. There are four major expansions that the Chaturvyuhas, from the Chaturvya, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pratyamna, Narayanta, then Mahavishnu is the first Purusharta, then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and then Kshetadakshaya Vishnu, and who also expanses Paramatma. The three rupas of Vishnu, these are all subsequent expansion. Just like, you know, it's a local agency, then the, you know, they are connected to a head office, and head office is connected to the central bureau and whatnot. So the idea is that the Lord is aware, and He is regulating each and every event. Before we can fulfill our desires, when the time in the regulatory facility that He has given, if we run out, then these desires are going to be always remaining unfulfilled. But Jiva, who is envious, do you think he is going to be satisfied what he gained and he would be remaining not greedy? Generally, people who are envious of the Lord, when they see that their efforts to enjoy are frustrated, they become doubly maddened. Doubly maddened. It is like obsession, even in gambling. Person who loses wants to play more. And therefore, the casinos make a lot of money. For the state, it is a revenue generation, so that the state can do more sense purification. For a human being, whatever the desires they have, kamaste vendriya kripir labho jivete yava, as long as we live, the purpose of our desire should not be sense gratification. Jivasya tattva jivyasa. On the other behalf, within that regulatory time, we should develop the inquiry into our absolute truth. Nārtodhāya jesya kārtati. And there is no other purpose for performing activities besides coming to the point of jīvasya tattva jīvyāsa. So, those who are maddened, madness comes out of enviousness. Yesterday we saw the how animosity is rising by cultivating a separate desire from the Lord. A mouse cannot escape a snake's, once the snake is saved a mouse, it will go out. And on the opportune moment, it will strike. So, the regulation of the kala is the ultimate factor for the realization for the living entities that they are not independent to fulfill their desires. Better they go by the mercy of the Lord that He has provided allow us to function, to do activities by His borrowed energy. So we must be obligated. So if a person is living a life as if obliged by the Lord to live for His purpose, for Lord's purpose, then he will be not affected by the untimely strikes of the car. Rather, he will be a soul surrendered to the Lord, and जीवने मरणे जीवने मरणे गति नहीं यार वो So, a devotee is surrender in life or in death. He is surrender. So, simply by performing devotional service, he remains secure in the hands of Lord Krishna directly. Here Prabhupada gives two examples of how the madness is caused. Ahankar is that is the false ego, is the one when it gets hurt. When it gets hurt, it rebels. It reciprocates in a reverse way. That's called rebellion. And it develops more and more greed. Kama, esha, krodha, esha, rajoguna, samatva, kama, lobhada, eschaye, kama. These are all generated from the more of passion. More of passion is creating hyperactivity in the human being. And that is the constitution of man especially. A human being, he is the ninth creation of Brahmaji. They are descendants of Manu. So Vidur is explaining, Maitreya Muni is explaining to Vidur in the third canto that listen, Vidur, the ninth creation of Brahma, which is called Nara, is a very peculiar. See the peculiarity. Urvastrutrutum navam kshattam eko vidhudrana. Kshattam is vidhu. Then arvastrutra. Arvat means upside down. Strutram is stomach. Arvastrutram to navam. For the ninth creation, he has been given an upside down stomach. Kshattam eko vidhundrana, and he is known as Nara, right? You should know him as the Nara. Rajo dika karma para dukhecha sukhmani. The composition of this Nara is Rajo dika. There are three modes of material nature that compose our body, but here he has been given a little more passion, added extra. Therefore, he has become karma-para. Karma-para means hyperactive. One who thinks only by karma. We can go back to that. This is called karma-para. Karma-paraya. Something we are ending up doing, we can't remain tranquil without doing something. And another feature of karma para is that dukhecha sukhmanita. Manina means he thinks. Dukhecha means he experiences all the miseries, yet he has a measure of sukha on the basis of dukkha. People compare who is more happier, right? But they see inevitably who has less misery. And who has more miseries. That is the measure. Miseries are there. Miseries is the common denominator for us to understand happy. Isn't it? What should be stupid to understand? That miseries are ever existing, and yet if somebody is having less misery, we call him is happy. We can't simply seek out happiness. Only less miserable condition you have. Prabhu, I know Krishna has given you less miseries. But I understand he is happy. We immediately translate less misery as happiness. That is called dukkha sukhamana. We are habituated to understand happiness in terms of miserable condition. Isn't it true? Actually, there is no happiness. Mam upetya dukkhamde dukkhale ashashvatam napravanti mahatmana sansiddhi paramandata. By achieving me, those liberated devotees will never come to this temporary miserable abode of life. This is the existence. And yet he takes out of that false ego, he can make it. What a greed! He is barefoot at every step. So, a devotee is surrendered, like samasritaya padakallapaklavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavam vati vatsa padam 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 yada vipadam vatesham. At every step there is danger. And we are trying to dodge the dangers. And that is called karma. Karma means we are dodging the dangers. And we are so busy. And if we are successful a little bit, we want to engage it in more and more. There is no stoppage. I was reading an article that how to become a billionaire. What are the salient features of the billionaire's hell? Actually, it is said that they are easy going and they simply risk, but they keep themselves busy. And let their investment work. It's not that the billionaires are very high profile personalities. No. They look ordinary, they live ordinary life. Simply by figure, they are billionaires, their assets and investment. So the idea is that how to become, because they are so greedy, you should have a greed and you must have a positive attitude. That yes, you will make two. But whether they are really happy or not, nobody cares to know. He is a billionaire. So we take for granted, out of greed we have developed a standard that yes, you can make through your hard work. But the kala sarpa, the snake of time strikes. In Srimad Bhagavatam, I think fifth canto, the Chandaveda and Puranjana story, it will describe so vividly how this Kala Chakra is striking. So the idea is that how to understand our greed, where to put up a limit. In devotional service, all the four things as prohibitions, they are actually the breeding places for greed. There are places, breeding places for, like, you know, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. These are the four places of sense gratifications. And we are putting ourselves into the strict observance of these principles. You can see our greed will be subsided. The holy name itself becomes so much conducive to act upon our conditionings. Tadarajastamo bhava kama lobhadayaste cetayetir anamitam sthitam sattve prasidati. The effect of these modes of kama, that is rajoguna, which is epitomized in kama and lobha, will be subsided. And the human being who is more in rajoguna, now he will be more in sattva-guna. Sthitam sattve prasidati. So actually, unless and until when we come on the stage of moral goodness, there is no question of prasidati. Prasidati means you are relieved and you have bliss, prasannata, a pleasurable mood, but it doesn't talk of happiness. Person who is happy within is blissful by nature. It's not that the person who is seeking out happiness and squeezing out all his energy to gain some material position, profit, adoration, or objects, he will never be considered happy. Happiness is within, because the soul is having its constitution of ananda, even the heart of the mind. That's why he's seeking. So unless and until one comes to the point of realization of his atma tattva, his own reality, that indeed his own constitution is made up of satchitananda, then he will stop hankering from outside material sources. You know, he will not be mad. Rather, he will live or exist only just to keep the body and soul together. So, the holy day, or the help of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his favorable devotional service, eradicates the effects of the mode of passion, and thus we are established in the mode of goodness. Sthitam sattve prasidati. So, unless and until we achieve this prasannata, evam prasanna manaso bhagavata bhakti yogata bhagavatattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Only performing devotional service in the mode of goodness with pleasant mood. By pleasant mood means cooperation, willingness to cooperate with other fellow devotees. Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, everybody is engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam.
they are qualified to receive the transcendental knowledge, by knowing which they will be liberated. Bhagavatattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. And they go back home back to God afterwards. So unless and until the kama lobha, the greed of hyperactivity, that is created by the false ego in enviousness of Krishna, he comes as Kala Sarpa. And Sarpa, Ahindra, itself is an indication of enviousness. If living entity is envious of Krishna, Krishna becomes envious serpent and strikes him. Krishna can become more envious because he is the regulator. Paramesha. He controls all the controllers. So, this is the feature of destruction. How Lord Krishna is the original initiator of destruction, and Lord Shiva is undermining, even Lord Shiva is in charge of more ignorance, right? And he does destruction simply by cooperating in the plan of the Lord, by thunderbolt. If you want to see Lord Shiva dancing, oh my God, look at the living. Who dares to see Lord Shiva doing thunderbolt? Foolish people, you know, they want to think that they have access to see Lord Shiva dancing. Yesterday we were talking about Lord Shiva opening his third eye. If the third eye becomes open, everything becomes ash. It will send the fire of destruction. Therefore, Lord Shiva doesn't want to open the third eye. Even Parvati doesn't want to open the third eye. Third eye is meant for meditation on the original soul. So, they have the third eye, and so every living entity should also open the eyes. But these eyes are supposed to be in the heart. The third eye should be in the heart, and the world is open that eye of prema jana chitta. Bhakti eye are in the heart. If you want to destroy, then you have to open the third eye. But whether it is in conformity with our boss, Lord Shiva, or not, then we have to work out. I don't think the Al-Qaeda and others are doing destruction on behalf of Lord Shiva. Do they? So, anyway, Nunam pranatta kurte vikarma jadendriya pritrani atmanoti na sadhu manne atmanoyam asat api tveshada asadiha parabhavasya bodha jato javanna jigyasam atmatattvam javat kriya tavat manumi karmatmakam eva sharir bandhana. This becomes the foolishness of the people. Then he becomes maddened. Pramatta, the same word is used by it. Indeed, they end up doing all this hyperactivity of sense gratification for the pleasure of the senses. Sense gratification means indriya priti.
And that is not good, Prahlad Maharaj says. That is not good. Na sadhu nandi. For whom? Atmanoya. For this soul. Because asat api klesha dhashade. This body through which we are performing this activity is asat. It's temporary. It's going to cheat you. It's going to limit you. It won't cooperate to your desire. Only in young age we think we are obsessed by, I can do anything, I got energy, I have enough desire. Why do my parents interfere? I want to go. I want to start my own life. What this and that. I don't need interference in my sense gratification. That is problem. Adolescent age. They are bombarded with these ideas. That's adhana. For the soul. The soul is on a rough journey, what we call. Oh, Prabhu, you are on a rough journey. That's right. Okay, you will learn hard way. So it is not good for the soul, atmana. Asat api. Because this body is asat, temporary, and filled with klesha, miseries. Miserable condition. The body is in miserable condition. It is constructed in miserable condition. How many pain receptors are in our body? And how many pleasure receptors are in it? You will find the ratio is very staggering. There are, I think, 300,000 times more pain receptors than pleasure receptors. And yet, because they are less, then you want to squeeze out. Because they are less, you found out that some are very good pleasure receptors, you want to titillate. But actually, this is miserliness. Yanmaitunadi grahamedi sukham tuchyam kanduya eva karayor eva dukkha dukkham trupyandine krapana bahudukkha vaja kandudivan manasitam samishayodari. This is again said in a very, very strong way by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Narsingadeva and explaining all this that his father was engaged into. But not directly attacking his father, but it is the general condition of all people who simply want sense gratification as the means of their life. So, it says that it's like rubbing at each, thinks he's getting pleasure, but more you rub, more is going to be inflamed. So, he becomes greedy. The greediness, trupyanti nehetra, kripa. Only the miserly people are never satisfied. On first behalf, they are pramatta. They overdo everything. They are self-gratifiers. They are misers. And they are never satisfied. So, such is the greed. And before they can ever have a chance to satisfy themselves, the time runs out and strikes and swallows them. That is what is explained. While Kandutivan, one who can tolerate each, he is called. He should tolerate all the inconveniences within the mind and become soma to pursue self-realization. That is the instruction of Prabhupada. So we see that how the kala remains the supreme regulatrix potency of the Lord and controls each and every living entity. Now, the living entity, if not reciprocated properly to the need of that obligation that he carries, as the son of Manu Maharaj, of mankind, then he will root in the cycle of repeated birth and death, remaining miser. Human life is not to remain miser. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comment? Oh yeah.
I just don't understand.
You don't understand? Okay. Man is an animal, right? Darwin says it has come out from the monkeys. Okay. All the animals, and especially the higher animals, quadrupeds, you know, their stomachs are horizontal to the surface of earth, which signifies that they will not violate the laws of material nature. But these guys stood on two legs. Instead of horizontal, his stomach became perpendicular, upside down. That signifies that his stomach will never satisfy. Try. Everybody has experience. Prabhupada gives the example, you put up a bag of rice on the street, the birds will come pick up some. And send them back. They'll take the whole bag. Right? And yet he will not be satisfied. So that is the nature karma, then rajopadika karma para. Hyperactivity will never put an end to your miseries. Rather, they will inflate more and more. So that is the significance. Otherwise, what has the stomach has to do anything with the soul? Because body is a machine. It requires the generation of energy and transportation of energy, everything is like a big city. Navadware Pure Dehi. We are Dehi, living in the city of nine gates. So the city must be functioning very well. And stomach is the central point. It's called boiler room. But this boiler room is ever burning, you know, one stop, no rest.
Maharaj, you said that we are the ninth creation of the money. When we are created, did we have a spiritual body, material body?
No. Brahma does visarga after the chief ingredients are created by Mahavishnu. So Brahma does the secondary creation on behalf of the Lord. He begs, because all the living entities, in whatever their desires are locked up and suspended during the time of annihilation, they have to be given appropriate bodies. So Brahma creates 8.4 million species.
uses of life on behalf of the Lord by borrowing Lord's energy, because he was hyperactive. He is the incarnation of Lord Brajaguru. You know? Can you imagine the busyness of Brahma? You can't get an appointment here. Yes, it's difficult. You have to go through so many hierarchy of demigods. So the idea is that the species of life, according to particular desire, the species are formed to allow them to fulfill those desires. So it means 8.4 million desires are there with different combinations of modes. And according to those modes, the bodies will be constructed. A cat is a cat and a dog is a dog. Right? These are all. But Krishna says, Sarva Yonisha Kaunteya, Murtaya Visambhavatika, Tashad Mahatyori Aham Bija Pradatika. He is allowing, because he is the original father, he is allowing the wayward jivas to fulfill their desires. So Brahma does the secondary creation. It's called Visarga. Right? And Lord Shiva will do Utsarga, purging everything. So, Brahma creates 10 different kinds of classified creations, subsequent creations, 10. The first 8 comprise of a very minute jiva, a simple cell, to up to the animals. But the 9th is human being, and 10th is demigods and demons together. So these are the 10 generations.
Are the demigods also created by Brahmas? Are the demigods also created by Brahmas?
Yes. Brahma is the Pratitama. I mean Pitamaha, not Pratitama. Krishna is Pratitama. Brahma is Pitamaha, is the grandfather of all the demigods. And creation is difficult for Brahma from the very beginning. By his mental contemplation, he created Chatushkuma. And they say, Father, we want to remain Brahmacharya. Forget procreation. And Brahma said, that is my main function and you are going against my desire. He became so angry because when Rajoguru doesn't satisfy, when the desires in the Rajoguru are not satisfied, what is generating? Anger. But Brahma's anger, Lord Shiva came. Rudra. Okay, Father, forget him, but give me my place. Where do I stay? Come on, what do I have to do? He came crying. Therefore he's called Rudra. Rudra. So I can say in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Shiva came from the Rupi of Brahma, because anger comes out from it. When Rajaguna is not satisfied, anger comes. Is it not that it's the same? Jayato Vishayan Spunsa Sandhasti Shukajayate Sandhatsan Jayate Kama Kama Krodho Abhijayate Kama Krodho. Brahma has come to produce progeny, and he produced 4 kumaras,
such liberated, exalted personalities, and ordering them go and become Prajapati. The Kumar said, forget, father. No way. We are supposed to be Brahmanist. So deny the father. So what does father say? Oh, I have produced and you are not going to help. I'm supposed to do this. So his activities make him frustrated. Rajagun frustrates when it is not fulfilled. So, you know, there is growth. It immediately turns into growth. But he controls himself. When Rudra came out, Krodha, Bhakti, Sambhoga are their wives. If a person remains angry all the time, he is bewildered. Sambhoga, Smuti, Vibhrama, then he forgets his original occupation. Smriti Bhavchara with Pinash. And when he forgets, then the intelligence will be destroyed. And when intelligence will be destroyed, Buddhinasha Pranashyati means he will be lost again into the cycle of bhakti.
Lord Brahma, Hiranyakasipu was praying after he got his fresh body after his austerity. He was praying to Lord Brahma and said, you are like the super soul, you are omnipresent and you're in everyone's heart. Was that true, Stephen?
No, but flattery. Can you let it? Just to flatter. Brahma provides a desire, isn't it? So Hiranyakashipu thing, why not he will fulfill my desire? He wanted to be immortal. Means he knows that Vishnu is immortal. So he comes to Brahma. Brahma. By flattering, he puts Lord Brahma in the place of Lord Vishnu. That means he's an offender in the first place. He doesn't know. So flattering doesn't mean that he's right. Even he knew the position of the soul, and he advises his brother's wife not to repent on the body. But he was envious. That cast him as the demon. And you won't find any greater demon than Hiranyakashipu. So he is also unparalleled in his position, but he was nonetheless under the control of Lord Krishna.
Father Krishna Maharaj, going back to creation, when Brahmaji wanted to create and he could not, he was told to do tapa. Then after doing tapa, then he was given the Gayatri mantra by Mother Saraswati. So how come we have Saraswati before he started the creation, or was it after?
Saraswati is a Samit Shakti manifestation. And she always stays in the heart of Lord Krishna. When Brahma became acquainted through the help of Saraswati, the material manifestation of Saraswati became Sharada or Bharati, became Brahma's wife. That Saraswati is different than one who is in the heart of the Lord as Samvit Shakti. Lord Balaram is manifestation of Sandhini and Samvit. Samvit alone can be said Saraswati, because Balaram is the spiritual master and he makes us understand through the knowledge. So who is the controller of Samvit Shakti? Lord Balaram. Manifestation of Ladini is Radharani. But manifestation of Samvit and Ladini potency is called Bhakti Devi. So, this is our categorization. When pure devotion is arising in the heart of a devotee, do you think he is bereft of the knowledge of the Absolute? No. The mercy of Bhakti Devi is that even though the devotee knows, but he prefers to remain in the shelter of the divine realm, divine energy. Mahatmanasu mahapatam devi prakriti ashrita. He is knowledgeable, but yet it doesn't give any importance to the knowledge aspect. Rather, he goes and performs spontaneous devotional service to please in any of the five major rasas. If he is knowledgeable, then all reverence is the only thing. In Vaikuntha, all reverence is there. No other rasas can be ever enjoyed. So, when you say Saraswati is also expanding herself. Saraswati was before Gayatri, you say, is the medium. Well, sometimes the specific chanda called Gayatri chanda, in order to explain the potential aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we recite in order to meditate. Brahma was given Gopal Gayatri as well as Kama Gayatri. That is, and he accepts that he was educated by these two Gayatri. The exception of the Sita. So, there is Gayatri Devi also. But that is the manifestation of Saraswati too. Expansion. And after all, the chief potency is thus for Guru Tattva and to prove the existence of the world and our existence can be proven on the philosophical basis, means it includes the systematic knowledge of it. Who gives? That is Balaram. Balaram serves the Lord in this way. And Radharani is the direct manifestation of Lord Krishna's desire to enjoy, because he is the Purusha. He is the Purusha. So Balaram is not different than Krishna. He is called his second body. So that is becoming more meaningful. The four expansions that comes out, we say Krishna's expansion, yes, but they come out from Balaram. Vasudeva Shankar Shukra Pradhyam.
don't hear the third body. But Krishna's body, there is no difference between his original form and Balaram's form. He is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of particular function, he manifests. Function comes through the energy, that's internal principle. And Brahma begs from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu the potency to create on behalf of Brahma. Brahma begs the energy. He realizes that he doesn't have. So, if we want to perform any devotional service, we have to beg from the Lord that please give me your energy so I can serve you. We think, yes, I can do. The false ego will dictate us, even in devotional service. But we take a humble position that we are not the doer, because in the first place we don't have our own energy to do anything. Therefore we have to beg. That is the prayer, prayerful thing we have to chant. Why we chant Hare Krishna? We are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra to beg Radharani, please show me how to serve Krishna. So please also bestow the energy so I can serve. I am totally dependent upon your mercy. So in this way, you know, things will go. Oh, I have to do the job. Oh, my time is up. Arre Baba, who is in control? You think you are doing the job? No, it's totally Krishna. Krishna's supervision, things are happening. So, if the devotees do not remain careful to smash the false ego, you know, it will be difficult for them to advance. You have a question?
Yeah. In the beginning of the lecture you mentioned about, you know, the few devotees, they died untimely, like, you know,
to our estimation. And especially the disciples, you know, they say, why this way, why that? They cannot reconcile. But that is Krishna's personal desire, that they are suffering because they are devotees. Devotees are related to Krishna in a bona fide way. So Krishna reciprocates to their devotional service. But he is free to execute his desire and call him up first without anybody's concern. Because after all, the devotee belongs to him. Right? When we are estimating the activity of the Lord on a relative basis means we know that there is timely thing of when we become old, and average lifespan is now about 75 years. So okay, no problem, I have. But all of a sudden, if Krishna desires, because regulatrix potency is common as well as special as far as personality of Godhead is concerned. If he is impersonal, then he will not interfere with his personal desire. This is the difference. So we allow Krishna to act according to his desire. Ashrishyava padaranam pidastumam adarshanam hatam varma karma karatula. Even he can smash us. Hato means finish us. Yatratava vidadhatu lampata. This is the nature of the lampata. Lampata means
free. But that same word Lampat used for anybody else is debauch. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whatever you are transcendental Lampat. We have to remain totally surrendered to Him in order to understand His supremacy in all aspects. He is the controller.
Maharaj, you just explained that how in material nature we are never satisfied about what we are doing. But in devotional service we are doing it for the satisfaction of Krishna. So, but with our material understanding, how we come to know that if Krishna is satisfied with the serving?
Right. Krishna will be satisfied on the terms of what Guru explains. So if we satisfy the Guru, then we have a standard to measure Krishna's satisfaction. Yes, the prasad, Arpadu prasad. All right.